Men, the English version, 1922, Wayne Manor, England.
Pardon me for asking, Master Wayne, but why are you staring out at the hall skylight?
I'm waiting to be summoned as Batman, obviously. Why do you think I'm wearing this outfit?
One does often wonder that, sir. I see you've added some sort of cardboard fish fins to the rubber bathing cap.
They're ears, Alfred. It's obvious to a simpleton they're highly attuned bat ears.
Of course they are, sir.
What did you say? Sorry, I can't hear very well through the bathing cap. Wait up there. Is that the signal?
The signal, sir?
When the need arises, when crime's ugly tentacles wrap the sinister tourniquet around the throat of the innocent populace, Commissioner Gordon of Scotland Yard summons me by projecting a special signal I've given him onto the clouds.
I see, sir. And what is the nature of this signal you've given him?
It's a torch.
A torch?
No ordinary torch, Alfred. It has a cutout of a bat glued to the lens.
So Commissioner Gordon goes onto the roof of Scotland Yard.
Yes.
And shines a small torch at the clouds.
Yes.
Which somehow we manage to see 40 miles away in Godalming.
I didn't hear any of that because of the bathing cap. And jolly good thing too, because it was bally annoying. Anyway, you should be concentrating on getting me my orphan boy.
I'm sorry to say, sir, there is less than enormous enthusiasm among the orphan boys to take up the post.
Is it the trapeze skills requirement?
Partly, sir. We have sadly lost quite a few of them to the double cutaway somersault with a half twist.
And you're saying that's only part of the problem?
Yes, sir. Mainly it's the name you've chosen.
What the dickens is wrong now? I spent absolutely hours going through the Book of British Songbirds after, for some unaccountable reason, you objected to me calling him Swallow.
Even so, sir, they still do balk at Tit the Boy Wonder. We only had one volunteer, sir, and here's his photograph.
This boy's horribly fat. When people see us, they'll say, "Look at that enormous great tit."
I'm sure that's the last thing they'll think, sir.